Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, June the 22nd, 2014.
Welcome back to International Spy Academy. While they're collecting the offering, I need all of my sneaky agents to come up on the stage. Don't let your parents see you. Be very, very sneaky and come stand up here with me. We're going to do our theme song. Hope to Greece, because they know that they need to take the truth to every country. And our agents collected $215. So give yourselves a hand, agents. And here's our special message from Commander Joya.
Hi guys, it's Commander Joy again. I am so sorry I couldn't be with you tonight, but I'm on a special mission of my own, Operation Hope to Greece. Remember Cuba, Demetra, Alexandra, Athena, and Dominic? I'm on my way to Greece to see them and to see what your prayers and supports can do with God's help. I am so excited about this past week that we spent at ISA. You guys were the best special agents in training I've ever seen. We found out that God is the one true God, that He's three in one, that He's everywhere. He never changes, and He offers the free gift of salvation for you forever. If you just receive the gift and believe that His Son, Jesus, died on the cross and rose on the third day, and when you accept that free gift to have Jesus come and live in your heart, then you'll grow. Your whole world will change. It's awesome, and I'm so glad that you got to experience it this week. But don't just keep that to yourself. Share it with everyone you know, your friends, your family, people at your school. This is your mission, if you choose to accept it, and I hope you do. My time is running short, but I wanted to share this message with you. Remember, the enemy never sleeps.
Wow, look at all these agents in training.
They sure have learned a lot, haven't they?
Remember when we were in training?
Do I ever. Remember the pinata?
All right, let's get started. Since Special Agent Joy is not here, do you know who's going to be doing this?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, I've heard that a substitute is coming.
Wonder who it could be.
I don't know. I've never met him or her. Oh, hello, Commissioner. Nice day, isn't it?
What's wrong?
Belloc has escaped.
What?
I know, right? We have all this... We have all, the whole police force looking for him. Do you have any information that we could use to help us on the investigation?
Well, he's a master of disguise.
And he has an IQ of 160.
So he'll be difficult to track? Anything else?
Well, not at the moment, but we'll keep our eyes open.
We all will.
Thanks.
Well, I declare, if it isn't the Truth Force.
Who are you?
I'm the new ISA commander.
Oh.
You are?
That's right. I got my t-shirt right here.
Isaiah 45:5.
Say what?
Isaiah 45:5.
Let's just get the show on the road, can we?
But... We usually pray before our graduations.
I'm sure we do. You know, I know those kinds of things, being a commander and all that, but a substitute commander. But, you know, I'm running late, so let's just get this started, all right? And to get us started, I've got this little old presentation for all you little folk out there. This is what we learned this past week. We learned that all gods are the same. We learned that we should love ourselves and be good people, and that we can love God however we want. Isn't that what we learned today?
That's not what we learned this day, is it, agents?
Wait a minute. I know who you are.
Belloc!
You foiled my plan. Do you think you know who I am? That's right. It's me! Belloc, and I have infiltrated the Truth Force, finally. In fact, I'm working on a new plan.
What have you done?
I am uploading a virus into the mainframe of the ISA network. Those false messages will go out to all the agents, and it will be disguised. Oh, look! It's finished!
No!
It will go into all the agents, and they will see all the false messages. And since it's disguised as home base, their heads will be emptied of the truth and filled with the false philosophies that are anti-Bible.
That will never happen.
Oh, force field, I've learned my lesson. You can't wipe my memory this time. No wheels on the bus. No. Hasta la vista.
I hate it when he does that. Where does he get those anyway?
I don't know. Okay, agents, we need your help. Belloc has ruined our system, and we need to help. We need your help to get the correct information back in. Will you help us, please?
Yeah. Well, then let's roll.
Woo!
The only way to get the truth back into the system is for you guys to speak it. So we're going to start and we're going to talk about what we did each day. We're going to start with Mission Australia. Can Mission Australia come up to the stage? And Miss Katie and her team have been working with our 2 and 3-year-olds all week long, and they're going to tell us what they learned on the first day. Come on up.
Hello, everyone. We don't have... many of our kids from Team Australia here tonight, but the ones that we have are going to talk to you about what we learned on the first night. The first night, we were uncovering counterfeits. So in Mission Australia, we had a lot of fun playing in our touch table full of water as we talked about the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. They got to get some play animals and wood wet, just like when Elijah poured water over his altar, and we learned that because our God is the one true God, even though it was all wet, he could send fire and burn that up. So that was one way we got to play and learn, and we went on a little scavenger hunt looking for one of every item, and we had a lot of fun. So we're going to do our verse, and yeah, that's it. All right, boys and girls, can you look out there? And we're going to say the verse we learned the very first night. Remember this one where you say, there is one God. Right, and we learned some really interesting things about our one true God. So we're going to have Mission Europe come on up to the stage. Mission Europe, these are our preschoolers, and Miss Jamie and her team led their group all week. But we had a very special teacher come and teach our preschoolers, Mrs. Mary Jo Norman, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what we did on day two.
On day two, we learned that we have one true God, three persons, and one true God. And it is said that St. Patrick, when he went to Ireland, used the shamrock to explain the Trinity. And we learned in the Bible about a story about when Jesus was baptized and the Holy Spirit came down like a dove, and God the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." And the verse that we learned, I'm going to say it with them, leaders. You ready? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we learned a little song about that too. Do you remember that one? God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three in one. Good job.
We love our preschool team, and we had some very special agents that helped with the preschool game time. Heidi Thompson and Diana Barcubine helped lead their games. Michelle Sledge did their craft time, and they just had a great time at their own International Spy Academy. We're going to ask Mission Africa to come on up and tell us what we learned on day three. While they're coming up, I would like to hear all of the agents say Isaiah 45:5. Can you do that while they're walking up? Ready? You'll have to stand and do the motions. Ready? Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. What about Matthew 28:19? Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, let's hear from Mission Africa what we did on day three. Mrs. Carol Thompson is going to come tell you she did the teaching for Team Africa.
On day three, we learned another really important skill that every Truth Force agent needs to have. We learned about
cracking codes. And we cracked a bunch of different codes, didn't we? But we started out first by learning about Moses and the burning bush and the fact that when God talked to him, he introduced himself to Moses as the great I am. And we got to crack a bunch of codes and we learned that God is, well, he sort of is powerful a little bit. No, God is all powerful. And then we learned that God sort of knows some stuff.
Knows everything.
God knows everything. And then we learned that sometimes God changes.
No,
God never changes. Although we did look at a picture of Mr. Matt as a baby, and we discovered that people change a little bit. And then we learned that God is perfect. He never makes a mistake. He never gets it wrong. And we learned that those were more unique fingerprints of the one true God. And we also learned Exodus 3:14. And I'm going to let you guys say that for me.
Exodus 3:14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am.
Great job, Mission Africa. Those are our first and second graders. We're going to have our Mission Americas. They went to North and South America this week, third and fourth graders. You guys come on up, and they're going to talk to us about what they did on day four. But while they're doing that, I know that some of you guys learned all of Exodus 3:14. If you know the whole verse, I want you to stand and say it with me. Are you ready? While third and fourth grade is coming up, here we go. Exodus 3:14. God said to Moses,
I am who I am.
He said, very good. And you know, our fifth and sixth graders really led the way on learning verses this week. We're very proud of their leadership. All right, so day four, we're going to have Mr. Matt Thompson come and tell us what we learned on day four. He taught with his wife, Carol, with first and second graders, but we can't let Baylock tell you guys what we learned on day four. But Aaron Arnold did do the teaching for the third through sixth graders.
On day four, it was all about collecting clues, and so we had a crime scene to investigate. Now, fortunately, I brought our case file because our agents in training got to collect clues to reveal how they could become children of the one true God. Let's see what I've got here. Okay. Our first clue. The scene of the crime. Ooh. The scene of the first crime. This is the Garden of Eden. Can you hold that for me? Okay. We learned from Genesis that God created the world perfect and without sin. And that was the scene where the crime happened. Ooh. Then we found our next clue from the crime scene. And that was our suspects. There you go. Our suspects were Adam and Eve. Okay, so far in our investigation, we found the place where the crime happened and our suspects. The next thing we found was the crime itself, and that was sin. Now, here's what we learned about sin. We learned that sin was anything that we think, say, or do that breaks God's law or makes him unhappy. We also learned that all have sinned. Now, Adam and Eve sinned by being disobedient to God. And we learned that since we're all related to them, that's something we kind of inherited from them as well. Now, their disobedience came from
well, a lot of things, but one of the things was they kind of felt like God was holding out on them. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of times we may sin, is we think, well, yeah, God said that, but did he really mean that? And you know what? He really did. Okay, so we have our scene, we have our suspects, and we have the crime. Now, here's some of the best parts about it, because the next clue that we uncovered was the fact that the case was solved. We learned that Jesus is the only answer to the problem, that he died on the cross and rose from the grave to pay the penalty for our sin and to bridge the gap between us and God. Okay, so four clues. Okay, now I'm going to need help with this one because the last clue that we uncovered, oh my goodness, it's another secret agent code. Now I know because the day before you learned all about breaking code, so you got to help me break this one. Okay, it says ABFR. Okay, guys, what does the A stand for?
Admit.
Very good. That means we need to admit that we have sinned, and we need to tell and agree with God about the things that we've done wrong. Okay, how about B?
Believe.
Good job. I heard it out here, too. That means we need to believe that Jesus is God's Son and that he came and he paid the penalty for our sin. Okay, now this one's really cool. FR. What does that stand for?
Forever
receive. That's right. That means that if we admit that we've sinned, we believe in what Christ did for us in dying on the cross and raising from the grave, that we can forever receive eternal life. Thank you very much.
Christ as our Savior, we live a different life. And on day five, we talked about what that looked like. And we're going to have our fifth and sixth graders come up, Mission Asia. And we've got a very special guest, Olga, if you'll come up. Olga and her family came to our church through our ESL classes, and they are with the Ukrainian church here in Chattanooga. And I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about that. But this just shows that our mission is extended beyond the walls of this church building. And so we're excited to have her come and share with us what the fifth and sixth graders did on day five, or what all of us did on day five.
The reason I wanted to help out is because we wanted to do this at our church, and having been able to experience it and work with the kids, we really saw how we could accomplish it. And on the day five, we were talking about a scribe that came to Jesus and asked him which was the greatest commandment. And can you guys say the words with me? It's Mark 12:30.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
And if I could have you come up here and look at you guys. And we wanted to just say more clearly examples of how we can love our Lord with our heart. How can we do that?
With our emotions.
With our emotions and with our soul. With being ourselves.
Yes.
And with our mind.
With our mind. With our attitude.
Okay, and the strength is how we act to other people. And so we had heart with our emotions and our soul with our being, how we treat others, and with our mind having a positive attitude and just keeping it throughout our lives.
Thank you guys so much.
And the other thing we did on day five was the hot and cold. I think everyone did a version of that. And the reason we did that was to make sure that not only being in proximity, hot and close to God, but so our hearts are not far away. We don't want to be there, right there, and then our heart be far away. So we want our heart to be hot and for us to be close to God. Thank you so much.
All right, agents, I think we've fixed the program, but let's review all 5 days one more time. Everybody stand. and remind me, how many gods are there? And he exists three in one. And he calls himself the great
I am.
And all we have to do is crack the code ABFR, which means
admit, believe, forever receive.
And once we have forever received him, how do we love him? With all our
heart, soul,
great job.
Wow, agents, you were able to fix our stuff here, and I am so proud of every one of you. You all are truly International Spy Academy Truth Force agents, and there is not a counterfeit amongst us. You all totally deserve your certificate. Good job!
Police caught Baylock.
I do too.
The police have caught Baylock.
Oh, good job, Commissioner.
How did you do it, seeing he's a master of disguise?
Well, when someone starts monologuing over how to take over the world, it's not that hard.
Foiled, but not quite. The bad philosophies that are anti-Bible are already out there. They're in your TV shows, in your movies, in your books. They're even in the schoolrooms. So, it's already out there, and I'll still stop you, and the truth force will become the truth farce.
You're wrong, Baylock. You are the force. Our God is always victorious.
And even though you meant to harm the truth force, God, in his sovereignty, always has different plans.
That is so true. All of our agents now have sharper minds. What you meant for evil, God can always use for good.
Curses!
Come on, Baylock. We have a special top security cell just for you.
No!
Sad. How can someone who's seen the truth like us still reject God?
There are a lot of people do it. Instead of believing in our one true God, they make gods for themselves, like power, money, work, status. They even believe in their own good works, or things like bad science or corrupt philosophies. And they let these things blind themselves from our one and only true God.
And the Bible says that people who don't believe in God think that they're wise, but in fact they're fools. Do you think Baylock will believe in Jesus?
Well, he's been exposed to it just like all of our agents. He's just chosen to block it out of his life. The only thing that's left for us to do is pray.
Well, I'm sure glad that God is with us every step of our life.
Me too. Let's get on with this graduation.
But what about the substitute commander?
Oh.
I'm here. It's me.
You're the substitute commander?
It's really me.
Isaiah 45:5.
I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me.
It really is her.
It was all a plan to lure Baylock out and to get him here, and because we wanted to catch him, and we tricked him, and we wanted to review, and you guys passed with flying colors. You knew all of the true things. So good job, secret agents. You really have earned your certificate. So what we're going to do right now, thank you, we are going to let you guys come up here in just a minute, but first, I know that you are just dying to know which team won this week. So we have a winner from each mission. If you are the winning team, then you can come up, and inside this bag are some top secret agent things that you can choose. Try to take the first one that you touch, okay? So if on Mission Africa, our top team earning points for saying their Bible verses, bringing an offering, dressing up, doing all the secret contests of the day, our Africa winning team is Team Togo! So Team Togo, come on up. And you can reach into the bag, and the first thing you touch is what you need to take out, okay? Our teams were named after the countries that our church sends missionaries to. So these kids really are teams for the missionaries in our church. On Team Americas, we had North and South America represented by our third and fourth graders. And our Team America winner is Team... Oh, they're trying to get more points right now. Team Brazil! You guys, come on up. Their leader is actually one of our missionaries to Brazil, but they're at another church tonight raising support, the RCs. So you guys just read. The first thing you touch is yours. Secret agents. Okay, and our Asia team and this team actually got the most points over everybody, but they also were the winning team on Mission Asia. Our winning team is... Team India. Well, we had some other agents on campus while these kids were here, and I'm going to let Mr. John Dratnell come up and tell you just a little bit about what happened in our adult study for Vacation Bible School. A lot of our adults stayed while their children were in VBS, and they stayed and did their own classes, so he's going to come and tell us just a little bit about that.
We had the opportunity to spend a couple hours each night in the back talking about creation and evolution. And we've discussed that in much detail those couple hours. One of the things that we learned about and focused on is the idea of the world philosophies, the philosophies that form the different beliefs, whether it is the philosophies behind the Big Bang or the philosophy behind evolution, or whether we choose to believe what scientists teach or try to teach, or whether we choose to believe the Bible. In our studies, we concluded that the Bible, imagine that, the Bible is the way to go. Actually, it is. The different philosophies of the world all have different problems associated with that. God, in his infinite wisdom, through his creation, through the 6 days, through the 6,000 years ago, that best fits the data that we see, the data that the same scientists go after and look at. And we can really praise God and thank him for what he has done, and that he exists, and that he reveals himself through his word, which is, of course, true. Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a little look at what we did this week, and if you are in a place where you cannot see the screen, I highly recommend scooting somewhere toward the middle so that you can see everything we did this week.
Thank you. this verse about 1,000 times. You can't get mad that it's stuck in your mind. It's about God's love for you and me, so let's sing it. Let's sing John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. John 3:16. Love the Lord your God.
And you shall love the Lord of your God.
Come on.
With all your heart. And you shall love the Lord of your God.
Sing it again. Mark 12:30.
And you shall love the Lord of your God. With all your heart. And you shall love the Lord of your God.
With all your heart.
Special clue? It's an ancient note. It's in Isaiah 45:5. Here's what God wrote.
I am the Lord and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I am the Lord and there is no other. There is no God besides me. And that's a great discovery.
International Spy Academy.
Agents of the one true God.
This song will self-destruct in 3, 2, 1.
Lot of fun. Now, I need all my special agents to very sneakily walk up here, and I need you to sit down up here on the stage. And while they're doing that, I'm going to give you guys a few announcements. We're going to hand out their certificates, and actually, Liam and Alyssa are going to pass out a very special gift that they have just been waiting to see what that is. All of them have earned, are you guys listening? Because this is really exciting. Secret Agent Eyeballs? Very good. Parents, try that at home. It works. Each of them are going to get a special badge that says Secret Agent but they also, we had a very special gift from someone here in our community that owns the Shogun Restaurant, and he is a believer, and he is excited about our kids learning about the one true God, and each of your children are going to go home today with a $10 gift certificate to Shogun. So let's make sure you tell them thank you when you go eat there. All right, so as they're getting their badges, and you leaders, if you want to help get those out, we do have a certificate with their names on it, and it's going to be on the table out in the lobby if you'd like to take that home today. We will probably try to mail any of the ones that don't get picked up tonight. But I do want to remind you that in just next week, July 4th, our church is hosting a picnic that we want all of you to come to. It is free of charge, but we do ask that you reserve your tickets. And I need all of my agents to be nice and quiet. Secret agent eyeballs. I need you guys to be very, very quiet because your parents are hard of hearing. All right. And then I just wanted to let you know that the truths that your children have been learning this week, we will continue to teach those on Wednesday nights. We have Wednesdays at the Lighthouse, and any of you that come and bring your and want to be part of some of our adult Bible studies, we have something for the kids, and we are going to develop some of these things, some of the activities that we didn't get to do during VBS. We do those on Wednesday nights, and that starts at 6:45. On Wednesday night. So come and join us, bring your kids, and we'd love to have you guys here. Also, at the end of the summer, on August 3rd, it's a Sunday, we're going to have one last International Spy Academy activity for all of the kids. In fact, it can be any kids. You can invite other children that didn't get to come this week, but it's Operation Fun and Games. We're going to be outside. We're going to have big slide, water slides, and all kinds of fun things for the kids, but we're going to review all of the lessons that we did on that day, and we will send you some more information about that. Please like our page on Facebook. We have an International Spy Academy page. We also have a Grace Baptist Church page. Secret Agent Eyeballs. I know you're so, so excited, but your parents are getting distracted. I'm sorry, I do have one more announcement. If you ordered a CD, one of the music CDs, they did not arrive in time for us to give them to you tonight, but we will mail those to you. We want to make sure that you get those and anything else that maybe we forgot. If you have any questions, let us know. When we close here in prayer, we'll let you come and get your child up here. They've been dying to see what's on this stage. And then you can head out. There are some items on the table in the back if your child, some of the different things we gave away, if your child maybe didn't get one or lost one or you have some neighbor friends that need some of it, feel free to take the things that are on the table back there and to look for your certificates. And then in about 10 minutes, we're going to need all of our men, as many men as possible, to stay behind and help us get this set taken down. So, hey, agents, say goodbye to the set. Goodbye, International Spy Academy. It's the last time you'll see it today. All right, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Do I have a secret agent that would like to close us in prayer? Emma, I saw your hand first.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. I pray that Miss Joya is safe in Greece, and I pray that we can just have a wonderful rest of the night, and that these kids learn more about you, and that they continue to learn more about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thank you for coming. You guys wait for your parents.
I forgot, we're doing the song one more time. It's our last time. Everybody up.
The biggest big deal to search for the clues that lead us to the
National Spy Academy. We're the agents of the one true God. On assignment from the top authority. We're the agents of the one true God. Chopping down God's fingerprints. Watch out! Watch out! Our counterfeits. International Spy Academy. Agents of the one true God.
It's in Isaiah 45:5. Here's what God wrote.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.